Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Giving Tuesday once again here at News Radio WRVA, that moment where we open the airwaves to some of the really fantastic not-for-profits and charities right here in Central Virginia. They're doing such great work. And this one today is something I know a lot of you will be interested in. And here at WRVA, we're excited to support the Alzheimer's Walk that is coming up November 2nd. At the Bon Secours Redskins Training Center. And Marie Colendo is the executive director of the Greater Richmond Alzheimer's Association. I'm glad to have you here.
It's good to be here, John. Thank you.
In the studio to talk about this. So this is a big walk. How many thousands?
We expect over 3,000 people to join us on November the 2nd.
That's fantastic.
Very good.
Now, you know, when you hear about a walk and you never know what the weather's going to be like. November 2nd, it could be a beautiful day. It could be raining. It could be cold. We're not talking a marathon.
We're not talking a marathon, but we walk rain or shine. There's a 1 mile. There's a 3 mile route. It's pet friendly out there. Lots of parking. But it's a beautiful day. Even when it rains, we come to celebrate and to honor those that are living with Alzheimer's.
And how do you raise money off of the walk?
So people start walk teams. And then they ask their friends and families and corporate partners to raise money to fund their team. We raise 100% of the funds for the Alzheimer's Association, and our Walk to End Alzheimer's is the largest fundraiser for us that supports our mission.
And what's the goal this year?
Our goal is $600,000.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Last year, we raised a little over $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that the Richmond community can come together to support the association and all those who are impacted by Alzheimer's disease.
We'll talk more about the walk and how you can sign up, but I've got to spend a couple of minutes asking you about the Alzheimer's Association. Give us the primer on Alzheimer's for folks who have heard the term. Mm-hmm. They get it that it's memory loss, but that's about where everybody stops.
Right. So Alzheimer's disease is a form of dementia that impacts memory, thinking, and behaviors. It's a slowly progressive disease. It's a degeneration of the brain. There's over 5 million people who are living with Alzheimer's disease today. So that's Alzheimer's disease, right? Mm-hmm. The cognitive issues, the thinking, the memory loss. And then many people use Alzheimer's and dementia interchangeably. Dementia actually is a term that's related to multiple symptoms of cognitive decline. And there are various forms of dementia, vascular dementia, Parkinson's. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. And again, the hallmark is slowly progressive memory loss, cognitive decline that gets severe enough to interfere with someone's daily life.
Yeah, I feel like I've answered that question a lot because, you know, I spent a year with President Reagan in Los Angeles. And wherever I would go, people would say, well, how is he? Can he remember anything? And, you know, it was weird. I'd gone through a little bit of this with my own grandfather. So I felt, not to compare the two, but I felt like I had been through it once already. There were days where President Reagan knew my name and was on it and could tell you a story. I remember watching Newt Rockne All-American with him. And he was stopping the videotape from Blockbuster Video and telling me about how they set up different scenes. You know, the very next day we were together in the office, he had no idea who I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are those moments of clarity that family members and loved ones and caregivers hold on to, right? And that's the most difficult, one of the most difficult things about Alzheimer's is that as you see your loved one lose their memories, lose their ability to communicate. And so the Alzheimer's Association, the support that we provide is primarily to the caregivers. For every person who's living with the disease, there are 2 to 3 other people who are impacted as caring for someone ultimately 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so the association provides care and support services.
I can imagine a lot of people are very confused themselves when they suddenly have to confront this with a family member. Do you offer counseling and guidance on how to deal with it?
We absolutely do. We have care consultants on staff and telephonic who work with families to talk about what's happening to them, what mm-hmm. will happen in the future. We work with families to develop a plan of care. I always say knowledge is power. So if you know what is going to happen over the course of the disease, even if you don't know when it's going to happen, when you start to see those signs, you can say, oh, wait a minute, I know this was going to happen, and now I know here are the steps I need to take. So we have care consultants on staff. We have a 24/7 helpline. We have support groups, information and referral services, community education, and everything we do is all of our care and support services are free of charge.
Talking about research, is there any way to prevent this? Is there any hope for that?
There is. There's a lot of hope associated with prevention. And a lot of the Alzheimer's Association is the largest private nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research. And so a lot of the studies going on are about lifestyle interventions. What can we do to help us retain our cognitive capabilities? And the studies indicate that what's good for your heart is good for your brain. Mm. So eating a heart-healthy diet, exercise, sleep, staying mentally and cognitively challenged, social engagement. There are studies that occurred in Europe that showed that taking those steps, regardless of the age, helped people retain their cognitive capabilities. And now the Alzheimer's Association is funding a study here in the United States to say, can we replicate those results in the U.S. in a very heterogeneous population? So for research is going much faster than it has in the past. For those who are living with the disease, it doesn't seem fast enough.
Of course. Yeah.
But prevention, identification of blood biomarkers to tell people who are at risk, we're so far advanced from where we were. And that's why we believe that somewhere in the world today, there is the first survivor of Alzheimer's disease. And that's what we at the Alzheimer's Association fight for in our lifetime.
Wow. Well, that's exciting to think about, and it's important to step up to try to help people who are dealing with it now, where they might not see that positive end result. But you can help. November 2nd, coming up at the Bon Secours Redskins Training Center, which, you know, is right next to the Science Museum of Virginia and the main DMV, Division of Motor Vehicles, headquarters. And as Marie mentions, lots of parking. So don't let that drive you away. You can join the WRVA team. Just go to WRVA.com, and there's lots of information about how you can sign up and walk with our team. And then all the information for the Alzheimer's Association and the walk is where?
ALZ.org/walk. And could I give out our 800 number as well?
Oh, let's do it. Sure.
800-292.
Sometimes
I got the number. 800-272-3900.
272-3900.
Right. That's our 24/7 helpline.
Yeah. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget. Okay. Marie Colendo, the executive director of the Greater Richmond Alzheimer's Association, as we get ready for the big Alzheimer's walk on November 2nd. Really appreciate you being here for Giving Tuesday.
We greatly appreciate WRVA's support.
We're excited to be a part of your movement. All right. We'll come back with more in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.